Welcome back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery, presented by Homes for Sale by Montgomery.com. That's Homes, the number four, sale by Montgomery.com. On 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
We are back and we are live here with She Said, He Said in the studios of 590. Also, if you are listening on AM, you can also click right online on your phone, get the 590 app on it. You can also go to InsideSTL.com and listen live right there on your computer and your phone, wherever you're at. You can do that. Go to She Said, He Said Facebook page. Make sure you like it. And if you got a prank for us today and you want to call it in, the number is 855-282-TALK. Keep that handy. Or you can go to my Facebook page if you happen to be a friend and give us your best prank because someone will win today. It is time for Matinee Chat, but not without a mention because we talked about Homes for Sale by Montgomery. And also, I am new to the family with Kelly Lamb Homes.
And doing an awesome job.
It was really exciting. I really understand why you like it so much because when someone finds a home in that So I did my first contract and she was so excited and that look on their face. And it's just an amazing thing. It's also hard, you know, because right now I see Gordon working with different families, finding them home. He's like a magnet. He's like an excellent buyer's agent.
And, thank you.
And so this couple has literally been the first contract on the house. And it is such a war out there on house buying. I cannot believe it. The cool thing that happened with me is they're building their house. So I got to sell a home to a couple that
they don't have to worry about.
No one was fighting them. We just had to fight for her price, but no one was fighting. But when you get a home, it's incredible. And so we actually do have, you know, a couple tips because Gordon is like, what's your motto that you say to people when they're looking?
Right now, because there's a shortage on homes and there's so many buyers out there, if you sleep on it, you won't be sleeping in it.
Because there's
so many multiple offers, and I've been talking to a lot of agents that are out there, and a lot of cash buyers. A lot of cash buyers are winning these deals, so get your finances in order and get them all ready to go if you want to be competitive in this market. And
used to go in and go, I want your car, I want the washer and dryer, leave right. Your furniture too, I want all your furniture, and they'd be like, okay, where do I sign on the line? Now it's like, don't ask for a light bulb, because you're not going to get it.
No, you're going to be giving them more money than what they're asking, pretty much, if you want to win.
You really need an agent. Don't think you're going to go in and do it yourself, because there's a skill to getting that house for your buyer.
One of them that we bid on had 21 offers on it. Wow. And then, yes, and we were second. But we lost out to a cash buyer.
Yeah. So they say you need to be the early bird. So, you know, be looking around. Be a stalker.
Also,
you know,
he put
Facebook.
Four. This is something, too. He put four contracts, or he put four homes on the market. One of the agents I talked to on Friday, Saturday, they were all under contract by noon.
Boy, that's a good feeling, isn't it?
It's a shortage market. So, hey, out there, if you're thinking about selling your home and you want to get it on the market and you want to get a good price for it and you're really thinking about selling it, don't wait till next year. Do it now. Get your house ready and sell it, and you will get top dollar for it right now.
And make sure you have a good agent. Of course, you know, Gordon would love to be your buyer's agent, but make sure you have a good agent because there really is a way to bid smart, truly a good way. I mean, you can't beat out someone that's going to pay cash, but there's truly a knack to how you have to do that to get a house for somebody when there's multiple bids. And, you know, become a social stalker. There's a lot of things being put out there. So there you go. There's our little tip for the day to help you out, and we'll help you out each week and every day. All you have to do is look us up. You can go to Homes for Sale by Montgomery. You can also find Gordon Montgomery on Facebook, and I'm on Facebook as well, and KellyLambHomes.com. So now we're going to take it over to you, Kathleen, and talk about Matinee Chat.
Yay.
Get the popcorn out.
Get the popcorn out. We keep saying I'm going to have to remember to do that one of these Saturdays, even though we're trying. Yeah.
Me and Kelly have finally got up off our butts and taken advantage of some of the stuff that you've given us. We went to the Lincoln Theater and we saw The Shack.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Loved it.
Kelly,
loved the
did
theater.
You love it as much as the book?
I loved the movie.
Good.
I was thrilled because usually I don't like a movie after I've read the book. I mean, I like it. It's just not as good. It was excellent. And it was fun being in that nostalgic feel of the Lincoln Theater.
Isn't it wonderful?
And it was good for Kelly because she always thought, how can you be forgiving when somebody does something to your family like that? How can you forgive them?
Mm-hmm.
And
so it was good. It was soul-searching for Kelly.
Very good.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed the Lincoln Theater. You know, it's always exciting to
And we've got tickets
away
to give away. So we'll have some people who didn't win the actual oil change are going to get some passes to theater. You'll love it.
It's very beautiful inside, too. I forgot how cool it looked inside, how big it was. It's a big theater.
Oh, it's a huge theater.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's two smaller ones upstairs. And actually this weekend, a local movie developer, writer, director, Dan Steadman from Circa 87 is kicking off his new movie, The Racket, there this weekend. It's a sold out show. So you know how many seats are in there?
Yeah.
Sold out.
Wow.
Local.
That's awesome.
Yeah. At the Lincoln. And then there's going to be tickets available next week as well. And
I
if you go to 87, circa87.com, you can get tickets to catch it at the Lincoln next week.
So. I hope with, you know, all the social or the way technology is, I hope movies never, because there is something about going to the movies. They're making them now like you're sitting on your own couch. They're so comfortable. But gosh, it's just, it's fun.
It's very fun. It's very fun. And actually, you bringing that up, I just read a story in Variety a couple weeks ago that they're saying that Hollywood may end.
What?
Seriously. That movie theaters, it's so much to promote movies and so much to keep the theaters running and everything.
That ruins my heart.
I know. I was like practically in tears reading this story, but they're saying just like Silicon Valley and with the technology and everything, everybody wants that instant gratification of, I want to see a movie, I want to see it now, and I don't even want to leave my home. Now, going to a movie theater for me and you, Kelly and Gordon, too, I mean, it's such an experience
that
I can't even imagine that not being, you know.
And here I was thinking they need more nostalgic-looking theaters where
exactly.
they just have the little ticket window and you go up, you know.
Well, you know, you know, they call it the stick. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're getting the movies when they're in the theater. If you, you know, I'm sure it's illegal. But so
I personally don't own a stick
yet. Don't either.
Because I enjoy going to the theater to see
too.
It.
Pretty soon people aren't even going to leave their homes for anything. They'll do their work. They'll do their job from their home. They'll
you
get their food from their
delivered.
Home. Everything
yes.
will be delivered. They won't
True,
even walk
I
out the front door.
I did see a sign of groceries being delivered.
Yeah.
I think Schnucks.
Dierberg and Schnucks is doing it.
Gosh, what is happening?
I know. I'm.
We're afraid to leave.
No.
We're going to be recluses and overweight and not do anything.
No.
Just stay in our homes.
Well, this is depressing.
Yeah, no. I didn't mean to depress everyone. Oh, but talking about movies.
Yes, back to happiness.
You guys have to go see Beauty and the Beast if you
we
haven't.
Already did.
Yay,
we did.
Yay.
We're getting good at this.
You're getting really
We're getting
good
a lot
at this.
Better.
It was awesome.
Oh,
it was
loved
good.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, you enjoyed it.
The casting
it?
Was really good, too.
Yeah, right now they're at like $348 million.
Wow.
Week three. And
way to take
like
a cartoon to life.
Exactly. But something that I get to see, and apparently Kelly got to see opening night last night, is possibly going to kick it out of first place this weekend.
No way.
Yes.
I'd be kind of disappointed because I like Beauty and the Beast better than...
You did.
Yeah,
you did.
The movie you're about to mention.
So we're talking about The Boss Baby with Alec Baldwin.
It was cute.
Yes.
I don't like Alec Baldwin.
You really?
No.
There's a lot of people that
think he's a
if
I would see him, I'd be like, you're a jerk.
You
think you're really cool and you're not. You're a jerk.
Well, remember, he did. I mean, it wasn't too long ago he was going through all that stuff with those phone calls or the stuff
with
on,
his daughter.
With his daughter.
Yeah,
he looked like
he wasn't a good
jerk.
Husband either. He was
well,
not.
And
Donald Trump has resurrected his career.
He totally has resurrected his career. And like it or not, that's made a lot of people either. You know, think he's even more endearing now that he did Donald or not. You know,
yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Those who hate Donald love Alec. I get it now.
Yeah, so,
I did go to see that last night with Kylan. Kylan loved it. I mean, he loved it. I mean, it definitely will keep a child, but it also keeps the adult audience because there's a lot of adult humor in it, well. I mean, there's some good. Funny little parts that a kid wouldn't get.
Well, and I love the sibling part of it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you think, and also, the trailer didn't give the whole movie away. And it's been a really long time since a trailer doesn't pretty well give all
that
of
happens.
That away.
It does.
And there was so much storyline in The Boss Baby that trailer doesn't even touch, which was awesome, I thought. But they're talking. It may kick Beauty out this weekend. I guess we'll have to wait and see. The Ghost in the Shell also hit this weekend with Scarlett Johansson. And then in limited release is another movie that you have to go to Plaza Frontenac and see this weekend called The Zookeeper's Wife with Jessica Chastain. It's a true story, and it's about a couple in Warsaw in World War II who owned a zoo, and they actually made it into a refuge. Once it was bombed and the Germans have taken over and everything, they actually brought people from the underground in Warsaw that were living in the ghetto that were all Jewish and funneled them through the zoo.
Does it have a happy ending? Because it's a true
it
story.
It actually does have a happy ending.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I know. You got that look on your face, Kelly. Yeah. Like, no, Kathy, don't make me go to another movie that doesn't have a happy ending, but it actually does.
Okay, what is the movie someone said they just went to see, and they said it was, they cried harder than going to see Marley and Me. And Marley and Me had me like gasping for air. So, do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, wow.
Because I'm blank right now.
I'm
trying to even picture the person who told me to go see it. And I'm like, oh no, I'm waiting for that to come out on
video. A Dog's Purpose?
Yes.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
Okay, is that at the movies or on TV?
Well, I was going to say, it may still be at some of the movie theaters.
Now
it's been out for quite a few weeks,
okay.
So it may have phased through. You may have to
those
wait
have
got to
be home
it.
Watchers. Those will send you right
but,
over
yeah, a dog's
into
purpose.
Counseling.
Yes, if you love animals, and yeah, it's a tearjerker, yes, definitely.
Okay.
And it's just about reincarnation. And it's about the fact that, you know, if your dog passes away, which they tend to not outlive us, you know, they don't live that long, that your dog is actually reincarnated into another animal.
Wow.
And through this process, this dog that this young boy had makes his way back to him, of course, in a different dog later in life. And he brings back together, you know, the love of his life that he had younger in life, too. So,
wow.
So,
yeah, well, what is the movie we should see? Because we've got to take it to a break where, God, it's just gone by fast.
Oh, no,
so what's
okay.
the movie we should see?
Okay, you're going to go see The Boss Baby.
Okay.
If you enjoy animation, you're definitely going to go see it. And then you have to go see The Zookeeper's Wife with Jessica Chastain.
That'd be different. I'm not sure I've been to the Frontenac Theater, so that would be a new place to go. Is that what you said, Frontenac?
Yeah,
or
yeah, Frontenac? It's right now showing at Plaza Frontenac.
All right, very cool. Well, Matinee Chat, you can actually go to matineechat.com. You can also find Matinee Chat on Facebook, too, and check out all the latest releases and comments and everything that you have to go with it, right?
Absolutely.
And then we have some tickets we'll give out as well. All right, so we're going to take it to a break, but we'll be coming back because we got to find out all about absolutebarter.com. All right. You listen to 590 The Fan, also InsideSTL.com.